and welcome to Business 300. My name is Philip Kulishov, and this is 300 Seconds About Business. We're all a busy people, so I have 5 minutes or less to get my point across. At 5 minutes, I only have time to tell you what's necessary. I promise to get through all seven of the wastes that keep you from providing the right value to your customers. I spent a couple episodes going through overproduction, your worst enemy. This time we get into overprocessing. All work is processing work. We do the steps required in order to get the job done. However, there's a way to overprocess the work in an unnecessary manner that keeps you from providing more value to more customers. When we keep having to rework the same part or are processing it more than we need to, we're missing opportunities for productivity that leads to blessing more people. There are at least three reasons why we overprocess. The first is we don't let the customer define the value. The term overprocessing is subjective to the pursued standard. The customer is the authoritative voice in setting expectations. So, understanding your target customer and what kind of value you're trying to provide is key to not overprocess. The problem with crafting a state-of-the-art culinary masterpiece with every drop of ketchup strategically placed while working in the McDonald's drive-thru line is that the level of processing hinders the value the customers are expecting. Competence is good, but to what extent we use the competence depends on your target audience. Refining a tolerance to a 1/10th of an inch when the callout is a merely 1/1000th is additional processing that nobody needs. We ought not to negate what the customer is asking for by setting up our own expectations. Yes, a sous chef working in a Michelin-rated 3-star kitchen is not wrapping Minute Maid sandwiches in paper bags and probably wouldn't want to be, but that's why he's working where he is. If the sous chef was to work at a fast food joint, in order to be successful, he'd have to match his deliverable with the customer's expectation. High standards are great. He who excels at his work will stand before kings. But standards are never in a vacuum, never without context. The context of your business is your customer's definition of value. The key to excellence and competence is to focus on the customer. But, you say, I can't compromise on my standard for delivery. Okay, great. Then your target customer audience is wrong. If you indeed want to be running an award-winning restaurant, then build that and charge accordingly. But if it's a fast food joint you're running with part-time high school and college students working in the kitchen, then your level of processing needs to be realistic. The second reason why people overprocess is because of poor product design. Designing a part to be simple and efficient is its own kind of work. Component manufacturing, where products are made up of sub-assemblies that you can reconfigure, creates many opportunities for flexibility while maintaining efficiency in manufacturing. Think through your product design in order to eliminate overprocessing waste. And third, we overprocess because of poor tool or process design. The jig is rushed and not thought through. The tool we made for this work doesn't serve the need completely. Many times, it's the multi-purpose tools or multifunction machines that create the most waste. It seems efficient because you only need one, but it doesn't do any one job correctly. A correct tool designed for particular work eliminates overprocessing waste. Same goes for a process design. Not thinking through the process well requires us to backpedal and repeat steps that we could have done in one flow through. Designing a thought-out process for the work takes focus and thoughtfulness. When we're constantly rushing to get the job done and out and don't take a moment to ensure a good, repeatable process, we're wasting more time and resources than we're saving by rushing. A good process, at any and every level of your business, takes time and thoughtfulness to create. But as the business owner and manager, you need to be able to work on your business just as much as working in it. Think about the organizational framework we covered earlier. Today's tasks are done by the specialist, but the manager is the one equipping the specialist for tomorrow's success. One of the ways he does that is by ensuring good process design. Actually, it's the manager's job to eliminate all the reasons for overprocessing in order to equip his people for success. To do that, first, make sure you understand your customer's value need and use it to define your standards. Second, design your product in a way that reduces processing work. And third, design your tools and processes in a way that flows the work through the first time. All in all, the goal is to continually be improving to deliver more and better value by eliminating unnecessary processing.